Star Wars Sessions.
Extra!
Hello and welcome, Star Wars Sessions listeners and watchers. We're with Sam.
Sam Smith, design manager
for the King.
And Patrick Schneider.
Sam and Patrick.
And where do you work, guys?
We work at Hasbro.
Same place, Hasbro.
Hasbro, right? So we have guys from Hasbro here. We're having a chit-chat. And obviously, we went to your panel earlier. I asked if an episode 9 figure of Palpatine, Papa Palps.
Spicy Palps.
Spicy.
And it was a good panel. Great panel, by the way, guys.
Great attendees.
Thank you.
So, okay. We have a few questions to ask you. Some of them are from us. Yep. Okay. But also, some of our listeners have sent in questions to ask you guys, okay? So, Matt, you want to do the first question, mate?
Well, the first one we got was, basically, what is the biggest Star Wars toy you've ever produced, as in scale? This is from one of our listeners, but in terms of actual size.
Absolutely. This is an easy question to answer because it just launched earlier this year. It is our HasLab Jabba Sail Barge. So HasLab is a new Hasbro platform. It's a way that we crowdfund items. We brought a limited quantity here to the UK and around the world, but it was a 4-foot-long, 20-pound recreation of Jabba's sail barge.
That is naughty.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and there's other factors in terms of scale. I'd say, like, largest ship prior to that in terms of width would be our large-scale Millennium Falcon that made the Vintage Collection, as well as in terms of height, it might even be the AT-ST that was done, or AT-AT.
Yeah, nothing's bigger than the barge. So we love that item. Mark Boudreau, legendary designer. That's his crowning achievement to date. I'm sure he'll come up with something better someday. But, yeah, that was a great item. Excited to get it out.
I remember seeing that on the Star Wars show. I'm sure we did when they were making it. And it looked incredible then.
Yeah, it looked awesome, guys. And my favorite things from this release of this year, Sith Trooper, the carbonized stuff looked sick.
That Sith Trooper.
The Mandalorian in that brown, like, shiny packaging.
Beautiful.
Mamma mia. That's spicy.
That is spicy, absolutely.
This guy gets it.
He
gets it. Right, okay, but now, this is the other thing we wanted to talk to you guys about, okay? Now, obviously, you mentioned in the panel.
He softened us up. Now comes the hardball.
Your stuff's ugly, guys. Come on.
This guy. Oh, we got BB-8 in here. What are you doing, mate? It's so last season. We got D.O.
We got D.O. right on the table over there.
We got D.O. right there. Spicy D.O. D.O.'s awesome. But anyway, we wanted to ask you guys. Okay, so in the UK, actually, us three, right? Okay, Isaac, our cameraman, big up. We went to a shopping centre just outside of East London called Lakeside on Triple Force Friday. And actually, there was, like, barely anything. There was only some stock in, like, the Disney store, not much anywhere else. A lot of fans have their different ideas on why that was. Do you guys know why merchandise was so slow to get to these major chains in the UK?
Yeah, I think Sam's going to let me answer that question.
Going to give it.
So we've heard a lot of kind of reactions to Triple Force Friday, some positive, some negative. One of the things that we saw for the first time this year was it was actually a dual event. It was Triple Force Friday for Star Wars, and it was also, I think, Frozen Fest, exactly.
We know.
So that was kind of the first time they've ever done that, and what we've heard from retailers is there were some challenges in kind of setting for both of those big events. So there were some mixes, I think some misses on both the Frozen and the Star Wars side. So that's one thing we've heard. And that might have contributed to some of the issues that you saw.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. It's just hard, I think, for the global fans to see, you know, these, like, people in America, like, they're all popping, and they're all, like, going to their Walmarts at midnight, and they're like, yeah, got, like, 10 Mandalorians, and then there's, like, some bloke in Essex, in England. Us. And we're like, oh, well, we'll go have a Burger King and chat about it. But, you know, What would you say is going forward? Will there be changes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to speak to?
Yeah.
So in terms of distribution, there's actually been a huge shift in terms of the Star Wars that we started to see this fall, and that's really the change over to this 5-language packaging. And ultimately, what it's enabling us to do is ship the same product globally. So gone are the days of having to have minimum quantities that a retailer would need to really be able to generate in order to get their own packaging variant to their district, and they're able to take that same product. So, man, every interview I'm getting this score.
Everything Sam says is so inspirational.
That music. That music. Come on, sing
it's
it,
not even a Star Wars trailer.
Whatever you're
ultimately,
right
what what the five
he's
languages going to allow for is really just to open up that distribution, make it easier and easier for everyone to be able to participate. Star Wars is for everyone.
Yeah.
Five language packaging never sounded as sexy as it did just then.
Spicy.
No, seriously. We know distribution's an issue. We were chatting with another bloke. We talk about distribution, and it's kind of crazy. We have product. You guys want the product. You want to give us money, and, like, we can't always make that happen. So know that it's, like, it's painful for us, too. Like, Hasbro's, you know, we're passionate about getting fans product, and Hasbro's a business. So we don't want distribution challenges. We're always coming up with ways around them. Last year, we went to less waves. This year, five-language packaging. We're continuing to work on it, so hopefully we'll see even better distribution in the future.
Go on, Matt.
I was
going to
say, we're actually standing by some of the new products you got. In the panel earlier on, we had a panel in the Q&A. We had some exclusive new products. We've got the Mandalorian, Knights of Ren, Zori Bliss. How exciting is it to be able to work on these new figures and new characters that no one has seen before? They must be pretty sweet.
So this is it's huge. You know, the challenge that Triple Force Friday brought up was ultimately the biggest thing that we had, was really just trying to distribute as much product and kind of saturation across all entertainment. So it was great to be able to put as much product out as we were able to at Force Friday, but also start to get in these really incremental characters into the line. So, you know, we had characters like Zori Bliss and A Knight of Ren that graced us with the vintage collection.
Which looks great.
Thank you. You know, they're you know, great additions, which we're finally able to bring into the Black Series. And I think even more vocally has been the lack of Mandalorian entertainment for the vintage collection, but don't worry, we certainly have it all worked into the pipeline here, and we're so happy to finally be able to reveal not only the Mandalorian itself, but also Cara Dune.
Sam, Patrick, you've been amazing, but let's end it on a spicy note, right?
We'd expect nothing less.
Right. Star Wars Sessions, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You expect nothing else, right? One more question, okay? Favorite Star Wars film?
It's Empire Strikes Back, number one.
No way.
And then Rogue One.
Okay. I'm gonna say two.
Oh, do you want me to keep going?
Patrick,
go on.
I'm gonna say three with caveats. Favorite Star Wars film, Rise of Skywalker. I'm calling it already. Oh. It looks amazing.
It looks dope.
It's Rogue
Turning
One.
Up the heat.
But I'm also going to throw out uncommon choice here, Revenge of the Sith.
I love that.
And here's the reason why. Obviously, it's a prequel film. We know all about those. But I did love it at the time for kind of tying everything together. At that point, we had the original three. We had the two prequels. That was the missing link. So I really did appreciate kind of seeing how it all tied together. So just to avoid saying Empire yet another time.
All right. It's the spiciest of the film.
It's a spicy
That's
choice.
Where he burns up, you know. He gets that spicy sunburn on the beach.
Oh, if I had wanted to be really spicy, I would have said Attack of the Clones or Phantom Menace. I think that would have gotten me kicked off the team.
All right, favorite Disney-era film?
Favorite Disney-era, I'd say Rise of Skywalker.
Already.
No, well, I guess Disney-era, I already said it was Rogue One.
Rogue One. I'll also throw out...
That's fair.
I'll also throw out Force Awakens. So, obviously, we know kind of the pros and cons of that. It was similar to previous Star Wars film. But it was just so amazing after 10 years with no Star Wars. The first time I saw it in the theater, like the entire theater was like just on their feet and applauding. Now, granted, I was with the whole Hasbro Star Wars team. So, we had a little vested interest. But just so much passion. It was so great to see Star Wars return to the big screen.
Absolutely.
And we do have one more question from a massive fan of the show. Yeah. It's me. Do we have a Rose Tico action figure coming at all?
So I'll take this one. So Rose, we know, is a great character. One of the challenges we faced is just there were so many great characters in Episode 9. A lot of new characters in the line with Zori Bliss and the Knight of Ren that we saw. Vintage collection as well, Mandalorian, Jedi Fallen Order. So no current announcements for Rose Tico. We're excited to see her in the film, and maybe there will be a figure coming out in the future.
end on a positive note there.
Gentlemen, you are absolute legends. Thank you so much for talking to us. And can one of you please say, right, I want you to say your name in the mic, what you do, like I work at Hasbro doing Star Wars stuff, right? And then say, and you're listening to Star Wars Sessions, probably Britain's greatest Star Wars podcast, okay? Who wants?
I'll go.
Okay.
My name is Patrick Schneider. I'm the senior brand manager on the Star Wars fan business for Hasbro, and you're listening to Star Wars Sessions, probably Britain's greatest Star Wars show.
Nailed it!
Boys, lads.
Now you gotta do it.
Yes!
Let's do the Star Wars Sessions challenge.
Can you up it? Can you beat it?
Sam Smith, design manager at Hasbro for Star Wars products, and you're listening to Star Wars Session, quite possibly the greatest Star Wars show in all of Britain.
Oh!
You gotta give me a chance to top that.
Fist bump.
You gotta give me a chance to top that. Okay.
Come on.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Put some cayenne on this.
Yeah. This is Patrick Schneider, senior brand manager for Hasbro Star Wars fan business. You're listening to Star Wars Sessions, possibly Britain's spiciest Star Wars show. Goodbye.
This guy's got it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate this, guys.
Take it easy, guys.
Absolutely. Cheers, guys.